And I thank him for being a way maker and a miracle worker and a promise keeper. So I bless him this morning in the name of Jesus. Send the wind and the wave of your presence, Lord.
Hallelujah.
Jesus.
You are here, moving in our midst. I worship you. I worship you.
Jesus.
You are here, moving in our midst. I worship you,
Jesus.
I worship you. You are here working in this place. I worship you. I worship you. You are here working in this place. I worship you.
Yes, yes.
I worship you.
Yes, yes.
If you know these words, say, Waymaker, miracle worker, promise keeper, light in the darkness, my God, that is who you are.
Jesus.
Come on, you are Waymaker, miracle worker, promise keeper, light in the darkness, my God, that is who you are.
Jesus.
You are here, God, turning lights around.
Amen.
I worship you.
Yes.
I worship you. I worship you,
yes,
I worship you. You are here, God, moving on our hearts, yes. I worship you,
yes,
I worship you.
Yes, yes.
You are here, God, moving on our hearts. I worship you, yes, God, I worship you. Come on, you are, yes. Waymaker, miracle worker, promise keeper, light in the darkness, my God, that is who you are. Come, you are a waymaker, waymaker, miracle worker, promise keeper, light in the darkness, my God, that is who you are. You wipe every tear, you mend broken hearts, you're the answer to my prayer. Jesus, you wipe every tear, God, you mend broken hearts. You're the answer to my prayer.
Yes.
Jesus,
yes.
God, you are. Waymaker, miracle worker, promise keeper, light in the darkness, my God,
that is
who you are. Miracle worker, promise keeper, light in the darkness, my God, that is who you are. Come on, sing it to the Lord, come on, worship him. Waymaker, miracle worker, promise keeper, light in the darkness, my God. Hallelujah, that is who you are. Come on, say Waymaker, miracle worker, promise keeper, light in the darkness, my God. That is who you are. Hallelujah,
hallelujah.
Hallelujah, hallelujah, thank you, Jesus. Hallelujah, hallelujah, thank you. Hallelujah, hallelujah, Jesus. Strongholds have still been loose.
Yes.
God, we believe. And yes, we can see it. Wonders are still what you do. And bodies are still being raised.
Yes, yes.
And giants are still being slain. God, we believe.
Yes.
Yes, we can see it. And wonders are still what you do.
Jesus.
We are here for you. Come and do what you do. Set our hearts on you. Come and do what you do. We are here for you. Come and do what you do. 'Cause we need to move. We need a move, God, we need a move, yes, God, yes, we need a move, bodies are still being raised, giants are still being slain. what you do. Set our hearts on you. Come and do what you do. Come on. We are here for you. Come and do what you do. Hallelujah, hallelujah. Come on, come on, right this moment. Holy Spirit, right here. Hallelujah, you are here. You are here, God. Hallelujah. Hallelujah, God. Miracles happen when you come in the room. And we thank you, God, that we believe you for miracles, God, in the name of Jesus. God, even though we can't see it, we know that it's done by your Spirit. It happens, God, because we believe. Hallelujah. 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 Thank you, Jesus. Hallelujah, Lord God. Hallelujah, Lord God. Hallelujah, Lord God. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Hallelujah.
We praise your name, God. Thank you for the sustaining word. Praise your name, God. Thank you, Jesus. Hallelujah. You know, I believe this group knows what they need. You know, we're living in a world, they don't seem to, even the church world don't seem to know what they need. But I believe this group here knows what they need. We're not saying a man is going to do it. But we're saying that God will do it.
Yes,
praise God. We know we need a move of God. We don't need what the world say we need. The world say we need more of this, we need more of that. No, we need a move of God, people.
Amen.
Pray, open up your eyes and see what we really, really need. And I know 2020 is going to open up many eyes.
Amen.
Yes.
To really see. It's going to give us spiritual eyesight.
Amen.
2020.
Amen.
You know, when you go to the doctor and he tells you you got 2020 eyesight, you have it in. You know, there's nothing wrong with your seeing. Nothing wrong with your vision. But 2020 is going to give us a supernatural eyesight that we can really see what we need. Jesus was telling me when we get serious about a move of God, he will do a move of God. It says the children of Israel spent a little extra time in Egypt. And it said when they cried out to God,
Amen.
He did the move.
Amen.
When they crying out means you're serious. You're no more praying. But you're crying out. You have it in your heart. Nothing else will do.
Amen.
Hallelujah, Lord.
Amen.
Nothing else will do. Nothing is going to fix this world situation.
That's right.
We look around and we see this world situation. Nothing is going to fix this world situation but a move of God.
Amen.
That's the only thing.
Amen.
It's not going to come from the White House. It's not going to come from this. It's not going to come back. It's going to come from God's house.
Yes.
The move of God.
Yes. Amen.
And we got to get thirsty and hungry for it so we can cry out.
That's
when you
right.
get to crying out, God gets to moving.
Yes.
But along with you playing and putting up with it and saying how bad it is and you know, going on and, but when the church unify herself together and say, hey,
Amen.
It's not coming from a man, it's coming from God.
Hallelujah.
We need a move of God.
Amen.
In the 60s, God gave this prophet, this woman of God, about the next move of God.
Hallelujah, hallelujah.
What he's getting ready to do. You know, we look at the enemy and we look at everything that's happening and we say, oh my God, seems like the devil is taking over. But I want you to know, we got some inside information.
Hallelujah.
God has a plan, a big plan.
Amen.
A big plan.
Yes, he does.
Praise God. And that plan involves you, you, and you.
That's right.
So I come this morning to tell you, take your place.
Yes.
Take your place in this move of God.
Yes,
we're not trying to get God to, God's ready to move.
Yes, he is.
What we're trying to do is come in alignment, kingdom alignment, with what he wants to do.
Amen.
And we said, do it, God. We want to proclaim it.
That's right.
Praise God. Unless we proclaim, he said, I do. And numbers, he said, I do what I hear you in my hearing. That's what I'll do. So it's very important that we proclaim. God has a move. God has a move.
Yes.
Proclaim it, hallelujah, everywhere you go, to the drugs addict, to you. God got a move.
Yes.
God got a move.
Oh, yes.
Yes, and he's got a great move.
Hallelujah.
Just like he had a move when Jesus came to the earth.
Yes.
And his Bible say the enemy had known him that he had that great move, he wouldn't have crucified.
Mm-hmm.
He thought crucifixion was getting him completely out of his life.
Mm-hmm.
He said, if I had known, I wouldn't have crucified him. And I got news for him, because he didn't crucify, because he allowed him to be crucified. Glory, hallelujah. He got another move.
Yes.
And this move is the great move of God. It's not a shower.
Hallelujah.
We're not looking for a shower. But this is an overflow.
That's right.
This is the next move of God.
Hallelujah.
And we want to position ourselves.
Amen.
For the next move of God.
Amen.
You got to position yourself. You got to get ready for that next move.
Yes.
So we can be a part of that next move. We're not standing looking at it. But we are participants. We are doing what he have called us to do.
Amen.
So it's very important that we proclaim it. You know, on page 8, we were talking about the proclamation. How we are to proclaim that a move of God is coming. And God even gave her a vision of what it was going to look like. How it was going to look. He said, she said that God showed her, took her 2 days and just showed her the plan of God. And that was able for her to stand no matter what she saw.
Hallelujah.
In her day and time, she was able to stand firm because God had showed her in a vision what this looked like.
Thank you.
And we are not going to talk about that today. We're going to talk about, praise God, spiritual warfare. If you can go to page 34, if you can go to part 2, page 34, where we're talking about the counterattacks. The counterattacks. Praise God. You know, in the proclamation, she said, we talked about that last time. She said, Jesus has got his hand on the switch, ready to pull it. But he's looking for some hungry and thirsty people that will work with him. Hagia Shakaya. That will work with him. And he's ready to pull it. Praise God. All right, let's go to page 34 in your book. Our part 2 is talking about the counterattack. As great as we are saying this move is going to be, we got an enemy that don't want it to be. He wanted to stay and rule. He wants to keep the kingdom of darkness ruling over this world. But not so.
That's right.
Because I see an army rising up.
Amen.
And taking their place and said, no more.
Hallelujah. Amen.
No more will you take prayer out of the school.
Amen.
No more. No more will you do these things that you have done. And we're going to rise up soon until we're going to put it back in there.
Hallelujah.
One lady took it out, but a group going to put it back in there.
Amen.
It's getting back in there.
Hallelujah.
Praise God. Spiritual warfare is what we're going to talk about. She named all the spirits that God showed her that was coming against this move of God.
Mm-hmm.
But all these, Bible examples, but when we read the Bible, we see that every one of these failed.
Yes,
and they'll fall again.
Yeah.
Amen.
Even that spirit of Jezebel.
Yeah.
Amen.
She's going to fall again. Because there's a body of Christ that's arising.
Hallelujah.
Taking their place. Knowing who they are. Praise God.
Hallelujah.
We're going to have to go into the sixth chapter of Ephesians. We're going to go over there and we're going to talk about spiritual warfare. Mashakayasakatiya. Ephesians 6 and 10. I'm going to read it. It says, "Thirdly, my brethren, be strong in the Lord and in the power of his might." This spiritual warfare that will take place, that's taking place, that we see every day, good against evil, hallelujah. But you ain't know the battle is not ours, but it's God.
Amen.
So we have to take our orders from who?
God.
We have to take our orders from Jesus.
Amen.
He's the captain of the host.
Amen.
He's the one that gives us victory in the everyday battle.
Yes, amen.
Praise God. Now we may not see the demons and all that, but we see the world system that the kingdom of darkness uses to come against the people of God. But he tells us here, Paul. Now, Paul was talking to the Ephesians. I mean, they were a city that was known for all kinds of gods. And these people had got saved and born again. It seemed like everything was coming against them. But here, Paul is telling them how to stand.
Hallelujah.
You know, this book in Ephesians, sit, walk, and stand. We can use those three terms to really teach the whole book. Before Paul told them to be strong in the Lord and put on the armor, he showed them in the first and in the second that you are seated with him.
Hallelujah.
He gave you a victorious picture.
Mm-hmm.
If you know, most people don't meditate on that one. That we're seated with him in heavenly places.
Amen.
They look at this back part and say, whoa, there's a devil. But there's a God that showed you that you're victorious. Before Paul even went back here with this, he told you that you're seated in heavenly places with Christ, far above all principality powers. You're far above it.
Yeah.
You know, somebody said, well, back here in the sixth chapter of Ephesians, he said the devil's in heavenly places. Up here in the front, he says, we're in heavenly places. They were saying, well, the devil must still be in heaven. I said, that's a lie. I said, he's in heavenly places, not my heavenly place.
That's right.
My heavenly place is far above.
Ooh,
we're not in the same place.
Yes, amen.
We have the authority. And we have the power.
Yes,
your seated position gives you the authority and power.
Yes.
And he's not sitting up there in heaven. They say he's got to be because they said it's in spiritual places. Well, these are different spiritual places.
Yes,
Paul said I was in the third heaven.
Yes, amen.
Lord, hallelujah. Yes.
We're in the third heaven, people.
Yes, amen.
We're not we have the authority and power over him. And we must. People of God, we must realize that.
Amen.
When we see ourselves like Paul is showing yourself in the first chapter and the second chapter, that we're seated with him.
Yes,
in heavenly places. Amen. The devil is not in heaven. I'm just gonna tell you that.
Okay.
They say I'm getting rid of that. A lot of things I'm gonna get rid of today, so you can suit up. He was kicked out, and he never had permission of coming back
That's
again.
Right.
Hallelujah.
He's not where we are.
Hallelujah.
Heavenly places are supernatural places.
Hallelujah.
That's the super. We're doing a supernatural place.
Hallelujah.
And although we live in the world where we can see all this darkness, there's another realm that God is trying to get his people to.
Yeah.
Hallelujah.
So we can see who we are, get our identity right, who we are, and where we are.
Yes.
He placed you in the kingdom of his dear son, so you can operate from there.
Yes.
Praise God. I'm moving. I got so much I want to deal with. But,
redeem your time.
Amen. Sit, walk, and stand. We're seated. The seated position is your authority and power position. The walking position, you got to walk to.
Yes.
That's your lifestyle. That's you living this thing out.
Right.
You got to live it out. And the standing position,
warfare.
That is your warfare position.
Hallelujah.
Praise God. But we want to do it all.
Yeah.
Yes.
You know, before Paul came back here to the 6th chapter and told you to put on the whole armor of God, he discussed all these relationships, the husband and wife relationship. He discussed the church members' relationship. And then here in the 6th chapter, he discussed the children and the parent relationship. When you get to talking about relationship, honey, that's warfare. The enemy don't want you to get along with your family. He don't want you to get along with nobody. Because if he can keep you always in bad relationship, he don't even want you to have a relationship with Jesus. And if he can keep you from that, you know he can win. He even disturbed the first family, Adam and Eve. Adam started accusing Eve, and Eve started accusing Adam. It just got that first family all messed up. Adam said, it's that wife you gave me.
Yeah.
And the devil said, hey, I got him now. No peace in the home. I got him. But we got a second Adam that came.
Amen.
Oh my, that got the victory for every one of us. That we'll know. That we're not fighting for victory. That's what the enemy wants you to think. You're fighting for victory. No, you are fighting from victory.
Amen.
You're already won. It's a fixed fight.
Yes, it is.
So just take your stand. You say, hey, this is fixed.
Hallelujah.
My big brother have already won.
Hallelujah.
See, that's what he was trying to show you in the 2nd chapter and in the 1st chapter. This is already won.
Amen.
And it says here in the 11th verse, okay, in the 10th verse, we said, strong in the Lord and in the power of his might.
Yes.
Put on the whole armor of God that he may be able to stand against the wiles of the devil.
Hallelujah.
Papa Shekiah. Put on the whole armor of God, not just the pieces that you like. But armor is for protection.
Yes.
If you in Christ, when you get Christ, and if you in Christ, you are protected.
Yes, amen.
But, let me hold up, let me put the butt there. But if you don't activate it, put it on, activate it. Say who you are.
That's right.
Identify. See, you putting it on. See, God give us the armor, but you have to put it on.
Yes.
And when you speak it, when you say